With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republican leaders are sounding increasingly confident that they'll be able to pass a spending package that would end a partial government shutdown.
The president agreed with Schumer that they would separate Homeland, and we'll do that and we'll handle it. We're going to pass the rule today. It was never in doubt to me. The Republicans are going to do the responsible thing. I did talk to Hakeem Jeffries over the weekend, and he informed me that they would not be assisting in this endeavor.
Johnson will need near unanimous support from his GOP conference to proceed with the bill. Iran's president says he has instructed the country's foreign minister to pursue fair and equitable talks with the United States if they meet in Turkey. The former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the U.S. needs to beef up its military presence in the Middle East if it does plan to strike Iran.
I know the president has talked about a giant armada in the Middle East, but right now there's one aircraft carrier there, plus assortment of destroyers and bombers. But keep in mind, Biden had sent two aircraft carriers to the Middle East, the Ford and the Eisenhower. So you got one aircraft carrier, the Abraham Lincoln. You really need some more.
And Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Still thawing out in the Carolinas, this woman had her hot water heater freeze up.
We took my Dyson hair dryer, so that was a survival skill no one really told us about.
And the water got flowing again, and things are starting to thaw out, but it may take all week. A potential setback for NASA's planned lunar voyage.
NASA ran into a leak while fueling its new moon rocket before sending astronauts on a lunar flyer round. The launch team began loading the rocket with super cold hydrogen and oxygen, but quickly encountered a hydrogen leak. NASA says launch controllers are trying to solve the problem using methods developed for the only other space launch system 3 years ago. That first test flight had numerous leaks before finally taking off. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Americans are being asked their opinion about heaven and hell. Michael Harrington has a report.
The picture painted by the latest Pew Research Center poll is complicated. The survey reveals that 52% of adults believe in both heaven and hell. Another 14% of respondents think heaven exists, but they don't believe in hell. And a very small number, 3%, embrace the grim attitude that there is no heaven, but there is a hell. Pew reports that the remaining 28% of Americans don't believe in any kind of afterlife. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture still remains to be seen. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to a conservative group. This is SRN News. A gas explosion in New Hampshire sparked a fire at a mental health facility. Nashua, New Hampshire Fire Chief Steve Buxton says about 40 people were in the Greater Nashua Mental Health Facility when somebody called 911 to report an odor of gas.
Responded for a gas leak, arrived on scene, called for more resources. Explosion took place, three firefighters injured and transported.
And those comments courtesy of WMUR. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says it's time to change the way that people are treated when they're dealing with mental health problems. He says simply treating drug addicts and others and then throwing them back on the streets doesn't work.
We need to give him some stability or her some stability, and from there they can get employment.
And Action for Progress, the new initiative, seeks to advance the executive order that President Trump signed just last week to coordinate federal responses for treating addictions. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.